how did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like, what was I listening to?
Now and then, I think of all the times you screwed me over. Like,
got two songs for you. We were thinking about covering
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, Like a Virgin time. It's going to happen. People were worried that it was going away, but it's not. And the Bamboos are here. Good morning, the Bamboos, generally.
Top of the morning.
Led specifically, thanks very much for joining us, man. Welcome to Triple J on an incredible day.
It is incredible. I'm so glad Grace has landed. But I just want to say, because I was thinking, have you ever seen a photo of the Seychelles? Because... it's amazing. I think if I ever ended up there or got to go there, I would never come
You'd
back.
You'd never come back.
Even though I'm glad Grace is here, I would never come back from that place.
Well, I was worried. I mean, it is a beautiful part of the world. She's working marine conservation. I think it's more the isolation that she was experiencing. She didn't have the internet much at all. She didn't know a lot of people.
There's the club, though. Hang on, what was it called again?
Tequila Boom.
Tequila Boom.
Tequila Boom.
It was always Tequila Boom.
She's pretty sweet. That's pretty exciting. But, you know, she could only talk to turtles, really. She didn't see other people, so we thought this welcome back at the airport would be appropriate, you know?
It's amazing. It's groovy. As her father said.
He's a pretty cool guy, though, Jürgen. Have you ever been surprised? You've been involved in a surprise party?
No. Look, I haven't really got any amazing surprise party stories, but the one that did spring to mind was the one that involved, was it someone, it was dark. I don't want to go into too much detail. Someone was caught in the dark.
Yeah.
And there was peanut butter involved.
Right. So I told a similar story earlier in the week where people were throwing a surprise for someone. They turn on the lights and the person who's being surprised is currently naked with peanut butter on themselves, and people, you know, and calling out the dog.
The moral, of the story is just make sure you flick the lights on just when you get inside.
Yeah,
and make sure there's no one there.
Or don't do that with your dog.
Well, there's that too.
There's also... Now, there's clearly an urban legend. I told the story on the radio. People got freaked out. Other people said, I've heard that story a million times in lots of different versions. A friend of mine who worked in radio called me that day and he said, Tom, this surprise party thing didn't happen, did it? I was like, what? It's like, yeah, we're throwing this big party on Friday morning for Grace when she comes back. He said, yeah, but didn't this morning you throw the party and then she had cat food all over herself? So he'd only heard that I'd told that story about the cat food thing, and he thought that had actually happened. Like, we'd surprised Grace at the airport and she'd come through naked with cat food all over her genitals.
Oh, that would have been something. Hey, you did say the word genitals.
Yeah, I did. That's right. It got filmed anyway, so whatever the hell happened over there, you'll be able to see at triplej.net.au. We're going to play an original very soon from that big record that we got from you guys in 2012. You played at the Oz Indies as well this week, Lance?
We did. We were joined by the amazing Tim Rogers himself. We played I Got Burned and closed out the show. It was a really fun night.
Guess is a big thing with you guys. You've worked with Megan Washington. You've worked, you know, throughout your whole career. You've got a lot of people featuring on your tracks. Why do you see, and with that Lanou record you did as well, why do you see yourself teaming up with so many people? Why do you like working that way?
Basically, I am a really terrible singer. So, look, if I could actually sing, Kylie Aldis is nodding her head.
Yeah.
If I could sing, I probably wouldn't need to involve anyone else. I'd just make these records. So, because I'm such a terrible singer, I sort
Go
of
on,
say to myself,
sing us something.
I got burned.
That was pretty good.
I'm sorry, I'm a little hoarse. I love to work with amazing vocalists, so I try and get the best ones I can, and I've been so fortunate to work with many of these people. It's really cool.
One of them is here for the original. You've got Bobby Flynn on vocals here. We've also got Simon, Kylie, as you mentioned, and Graham in the studio for Like a Version this morning. What track are we going to hear first up?
We're going to hear the tune Midnight, which is off our album Medicine Man, yes, featuring the incredible vocals of Mr. Bobby Flynn.
Here we go. This is live music. The Bamboos with you for Like a Version. When you're ready, guys.
You're so unkind, yeah, when midnight
It's all in your head. But they say that I was blind. It's so unkind. You're so for you.
Triple J, that is the Bamboos live for you this morning, featuring Bobby Flynn on the lead vocals, Midnight, from the record Medicine Man. I'm sorry Alex isn't here to applaud as well, you guys, but he's on the bus coming back from the airport. But that was so great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. After 8, we're going to get a cover. Can we get a clue about what the Bamboos will be covering this morning?
Okay, here's the clue. Adrift in the Unsubtle Sea. As in S-E-A, of course.
S-E-A, right. Okay, you're freaking me out a bit there. That works into the party tonight. The theme is Under the Sea.
Exactly. Synergy.
Oh, Synergy. Very nice. Okay, I think we've got Kylie stepping up to the mic for the cover after 8 too. An amazing voice. You want to stay with us for that?
How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like an agent. What was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times we screwed me over.
Like an agent. Got two songs for you. Alright now, fellas, yeah. Just wanna have fun. We were thinking about covering
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Melbourne band The Bamboos, your Like a Virgin act this morning. Kylie and Lance back on the mic. Hello again, guys.
Hello again,
how you
Tom.
Doing? Oh, hey, dudes. Now, we thought we'd just maybe relive the surprise moment if people missed it. Do you mind if we just hang on to your cover one sec? The cover's going to be amazing, I reckon. What was that clue again, Lance? Sorry.
Adrift in the Unsubtle Sea.
Okay, thank you very much. I love the way you say that. We'll get to that very soon. But if you missed it, just around about 20 to 8 this morning, this is what happened on the radio.
Ad groups.
Elise Trader, I'm very sorry. We're going to have to interrupt the news headlines for this.
No smoke has just walked through and there's acrobats up in the air. She's punched over almost here. She's hugging her mum, Jenny, because she's just walked through and she looks up. She's just saw the girl, the six-year-old girl on top of hers with the welcome host, Grace Sider, and she's sort of got tears in her eyes here as she's walking through the airport terminal. She's waving to everyone. The floral bag is perched and she's coming through customs. Everyone is happy. It looks like she didn't know that this was going on.
Yeah, we did it.
Hello, Grace. How are you?
I'm pretty tired right now and very emotional.
We've put together a party for you. I'm Alex from Triple J, by the way.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Grace, did you have any idea this was going to happen? Did you have any idea?
Did you have any idea that this was going
to
happen?
No, I didn't even know who to look for. He was going to come pick me up. I thought I'd just stand there all alone. It's amazing. There's even a chicken over there.
There's a chicken there. And how was the flight?
It was long, but, you know, the food was all right, so I survived.
How can I say say, you came out at a very inconvenient time. We just had to go to the news, but we had to cut it because you walked through the airport.
Okay. Sorry, news. Sorry, guys.
No worries.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, I think I'm going to sleep today and then, I don't know, maybe hit the town. It seems like everyone's at a party with me.
Do you want to come to a party at Billboard with Missy Higgins and Daddy Cool? We put on a party for you. You want to come along? It starts at 7.
Please. Oh, my God.
All right, we'll do that. Sorry, Elise, we'll get back to the news, Tom. We're going to collect our thoughts here, allow Grace to hug her dad, Jürgen, and then we'll be back with you.
All right, thanks, Alex Dyson. Elise, please carry on as you were, please.
Okay, Pakistani security official.
And then we went back to the news, you see. Now, that was not the bamboos in the background. I want to make that clear. Just banging away like no one's business.
The airport never sounded so exciting.
That was Melbourne Airport this morning as Grace Frank returned home. She's going to be here a bit later on, so there you go. But in the studio, bamboos, like a version, let's do this cover thing. People were guessing for that unsubtle sea clue. Message in a bottle, suggested Stephen Wodonga.
Oh, it's not bad. Mm.
6 months in a leaky boat. Adele rolling in the deep. Dobby Gray drift away, suggested Harry from Shepparton as well. These are all very good ideas, but it's not actually the cover we've got. What do you got for us, Kylie?
Are we allowed to say it now?
I think so.
I think I'm a bit nervous because I'm worried that I'm going to forget the words, but it's Frank Ocean's Lost.
A beautiful song that's getting a lot of love at the moment. That Channel Orange record is huge, one of the biggest records of the year. Why did you choose this, Lance?
Look, I think it's an incredible song. Frank Ocean is a badass. He writes songs with Beyonce and whatever. It's so great that he's you know doing his own album, and clearly he's going to be massive. Yeah. And not only that, but also I've just always wanted to hear Kylie Alder sing about titties.
It is.
You're so good to me, Lance.
Quite a few references to the breasts in the song. So
Double
we're
D.
Forward to that.
I like that D cup song you played this morning.
Oh yeah, that was good too.
That's good. Yeah.
All right, it's all breasts on Tom and Alex on Triple J Breakfast. Six to nine weekdays. Here we go. All right, Bamboos live in the studio this morning for Like a Version, covering Frank Ocean's Lost. Take it away, guys. Yeah! How about that? Live music on Triple J, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, there should be more people clapping. That was so great. The Bamboos covering Frank Ocean's Lost. Carly, an amazing voice you have. Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Tom. I'm so happy I got through that.
Yes, you did very well. And thanks for your text too on 0439757555. Amaze boobs. There's one text here. Love Frank Ocean, love titties, love this cover. So Justin from Newcastle. Never been happy to be awake at 8 a.m. Thanks, Alyssa. This is amazing. Thank you, Ben, as well. Oh, cheers. Thanks very much for your feedback. That was great. Are you guys going to perform that, take that out on the road, do you reckon, Lance?
Maybe we should.
It's very good.
Yeah. Smash that, Kylie,
Thank you very much.
I'm looking at this text line. I'm saying, effing wicked cover, says Chris from Gippsland. People are swearing. That's how much they enjoy it, you know?
I love a good swear.
Love good tits, love good swear. Okay, great. Thank you so much for being here this morning, guys. Much appreciated. It's been a pretty crazy morning, and pretty soon Grace Frank is going to be here hanging out with you, the recipient of the Triple J surprise party. And now you guys have got a few dates coming up. You're playing the Worldwide Music Conference in Melbourne on the 15th of November. What's involved with that, do you know, Lance?
Well, it's like a world music expo.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how we qualify as world music, but I'm more than happy to
You're
play.
In the world.
We are in the
We're in the world and we play music.
We are the world. You should play that.
We are the children.
You're also playing Homebag in Sydney on the 8th of December. It's always good fun. And Falls Festival too over New Year's. And also you've got the Arias coming up, nominated for Best Independent Release for your record, Medicine Man. Best Urban Album as well, and Best Australian Live Act. Congratulations on those nominations.
Thank you.
Best Urban Album, that's exciting.
It is. It's huge. I mean, it's totally unexpected. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Cool, guys. Well, a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for indulging us here at Triple J for Like a Version. Very much indeed. And have a great Friday.
See you at the party.
We'll see you at the party. Are you going to come to the party?
Of course. Who
wouldn't? You got to come to the party. Please.
Love it.
Please.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos and videos.
Triple J. Whee!